A new report shows the financial supports made available in the pandemic have led to a direct reduction in poverty in Massachusetts, from expanded unemployment benefits and the child tax credit payments to increases in food assistance. The report says these targeted benefits have shown there's a way to cut childhood poverty in half. Report author Nancy Wagman with the Massachusetts Budget and Policy Center says today's poverty and racial disparities are partly a result of past policies. She cites decades of low wages, housing discrimination, and denying Black veterans GI benefits after World War II, and says major investments are needed to reverse those impacts.
There's really an opportunity to learn from some of these investments during the pandemic emergency that we can take and move forward. We can ensure that every family, regardless of their immigration status, has enough to make ends meet.
In addition to federal supports, Wagman says the state has a role as well to help promote building generational wealth through supporting small businesses, homeownership programs, or student debt cancellation, for instance. She adds Massachusetts should invest in universal child care, make sure schools are well-funded, and address the root causes of unaffordable and unstable housing. Laura Meisenhelter, who runs North Shore Community Action Programs in Peabody, says when a crisis happens, the first people to take the hit are those who are low-income, and they're the last to recover.
Many of the government-funded programs increase their income guidelines. So people who ordinarily would not have been able to get help can. And it's a struggle getting the word out to them.
Joe Diamond with the Massachusetts Association for Community Action says as community action agencies work to let people know about what's available to them, it's important to make sure critical policies are extended.
Our experience with the pandemic and the way that we've reacted to it as nonprofits and working with partners in government reinforces the fact that certain policies like strengthening the earned income tax credit can become a sustainable platform for stability and prosperity for low-income workers.
I'm Lily Bolke reporting. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.